COVID-19, questions and answers in this one-on-one conversation with Vista Radio Director of News, Wendy Gray.
Joining us today is Minister of Environment, Conservation and Parks, Jeff Urich. Minister, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. And I want to say we're going to talk about one of my most favorite things in the world, Ontario Parks.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today.
Some good news today for Ontarians looking to get outside for Canada Day. Why don't you explain it to our listeners?
Well, certainly. Our government has acknowledged that folks have been kept in their homes during the spring to deal with this COVID-19 outbreak pandemic, and we're very grateful for following the rules and getting a hold of this disease in our province. And we do realize that healthier lives are accentuated with access to the outdoors. So for Canada Day tomorrow, the province of Ontario will be having free day access to all our parks throughout the province. I think it's a great opportunity for people to get out and enjoy the parks.
It is certainly a great way for anybody to experience nature right in our own backyards. Are you expecting an influx of people for Canada Day? And what measures are in place for physical distancing?
Well, certainly. I mean, there's quite a few people already visiting our parks. And I imagine with free access to all parks throughout the province, there will be an influx of folks coming in. So, you know, we will have park staff on hand to monitor capacity into the park. So, you know, I request that folks come early because we will shut down access to the parks if we reach beyond capacity. And, you know, we ask that people maintain their physical distancing, bring some hand sanitizer, some soap and some water, just ensure to protect themselves. And again, park staff will be there to ensure that people are following the rules and keeping them safe.
Minister, will beaches be open, and what can beachgoers expect?
Well, certainly, beaches are open in our provincial parks. And, you know, as a pharmacist, I always request that you bring sunscreen if you are coming to the beaches. But we want to make sure that you're physical distancing while you're at the beach and following any guidance park officials are giving you. And enjoy your time and enjoy your day. Enjoy Canada Day. But just be mindful, we still have a pandemic going on in this province, and to follow the public health guidelines of physical distancing and hand hygiene and ensuring that you keep away from one another that aren't in your family bubble.
And that would be the same for the trail systems as well, correct?
Exactly. That'd be for anything accessing throughout the parks. You know, just prepare to have a great day and do what you've been doing for the last few months, and that's ensuring your safety and following those guidelines.
So you said sunscreen. Good advice there. Hand sanitizer, extra water, soap, anything else that they should be bringing with them?
But anything you need to make yourself comfortable during the day. But, I mean, as long as you're physical distancing and properly following the hand sanitizer rules, our washrooms are going to be, and many other touch points that people will access will be clean multiple times during the day to ensure that we're doing our part for safety, but there is still personal responsibility to ensure you take care of yourself.
Another exciting announcement was made today for those of us that love to be outside. Free Family Fishing Week is going to be extended by a week. So how do families take advantage of that, and what do they need to know about that?
Well, that's a great announcement by Minister Jakubowski and the Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, who asked me to announce that today. It was great pride, but Family Fishing Week will be extended to 2 weeks, so from July 14th to the 19th. People in this province are allowed to go fishing at any age. They do not need a fishing license, and they do not need an outdoors card. So it's quite a saving for folks, and it's an opportunity to have another opportunity to enjoy the outdoors with your family.
Important to note, though, that conservation and possession regulations are in effect, though.
Oh, definitely. I mean, yes, please check your regulations of what you're allowed to keep and catch and ensure to enjoy water safety as always. But again, bring out those extra supplies, that hand sanitizer and extra water, and ensure the physical distance for those that aren't within your family bubble.
Something that was announced last week by the Premier during his graduates address was high school students and their ability to get into Ontario parks for free. Can you expand on that? It didn't get a whole lot of media hype about it. So let's take that opportunity now.
Well, certainly. I think that was a great announcement that was made. The Ontario government is ensuring that high school graduates for the month of July will have free access to our parks Monday to Thursday throughout the week. So all you need to do is show up with their student ID card in place, and you know, the people that are in the car will get free access to the park.
Excellent, excellent. So finally, Minister, backcountry camping is open in Ontario parks, and I'm going to ask you to look into a crystal ball here. Do you have any prediction when organized campgrounds will reopen?
They should be gradually reopening now. Access to camping, cart camping, and regular campgrounds, depending on the park as they move forward, to ensure they have the proper supports in place and the cleaning activities available. So they will be, some have already opened now, but it's gradually opening. Just keep a handle at our website, ontarioparks.ca, and book your time and come out and enjoy the parks. I expect August to be, and most of July, to be a great opportunity to get out and enjoy the camping aspects of our parks.
Well, Minister Yurick, I thank you very much for your time today. It was a great announcement that was made today, and wishing you and yours a very happy Canada Day.
Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy your Canada Day, and everybody listening, and stay safe and enjoy our beautiful nature that we have in Ontario.
For breaking news and the latest local impacts, keep listening to This Vista Radio Station.